All right. Well, welcome to Element tonight. How you guys doing? Yeah! All right. My name's Randall, and I'm one of the pastors here. If I haven't been able to meet you yet, I'd love to meet you. But I'm glad that you made it out tonight, because I believe as we start this new series, there's something that's going to happen that's bigger than ourselves. You think about it. You guys ever watched Extreme Makeover before? You seen that? They had it in here, Savannah, not too long ago. But as you watch this show, they go into a needy family, they rebuild a house, make it amazing, and then they give it over to the family. And one of the most powerful parts is when they move the bus, right? They say, move that bus, and then boom, it's gone. And then it's like, whoa, this is the new house. And as you watch that, you think, wow, this is a family who had nothing, and now they have this amazing place to live. And you feel connected to something bigger. But the deeper thing that's going on there is giving. It's giving. And you're connected to that. And you look at this and you say, wow, didn't we do something amazing for that family? And you go to sleep and you're like, man, you just have those warm, fuzzy feelings inside. But the reality is, it's a TV show. We didn't do anything except for watch and give it more ratings. You see, but when it comes down to us, to it, all of us want to give, right? All of us see that there's something positive about giving, because giving connects us to something bigger. In 2006, I was watching TV, and I saw this company that was just coming out. It's called Tom's Shoes. I thought, wow, this is an amazing company, because at the heart of Tom's Shoes, how many of you guys have heard of Tom's Shoes? You know about Tom's Shoes? Great. You know, this is like 5-6 years later, but thinking about it, it was like nobody knew about Tom's Shoes. And as I was watching this, they were telling about Tom's Shoes. I was thinking, wow, this is an amazing concept, because it was started by a guy named Blake McCoskey. He was on this TV show, and as he was on this TV show, he was traveling around the world, and he went to Argentina, and he saw all these little kids who were running around, and they had no shoes on. Most of them have never had shoes, personally owned shoes, in their life. And so as he came back home, he was thinking of different business ventures that he could do, and he thought, this is what I need to do. And so he started to sketch what an Argentinian shoe would look like, and it looked very similar to this. And so he said, I need to make a shoe with the concept of you buy one and you give one for one. So every time somebody buys a pair of shoes, we would give a pair of shoes to somebody that never had a pair of shoes before. An amazing concept. And it kept growing and growing and growing and growing. You see, giving connects us to something bigger. But as we look at Blake's story and we look at Extreme Home Makeover, we think, wow, giving, that we should give more. We should do that. That should be a part of our life. But what is it that keeps us back? What's holding us back from giving? You know what I mean? It's like, what is it inside of us? Because I just want to confess to you tonight that for me, I love giving, but it's really hard, because the easy thing to do is to hold on to things for ourselves. Amen? Right? I mean, for me, I struggle with materialism, because as I've looked around, and I was having this conversation with my wife, I said, I don't feel like I've ever really sacrificed something in my life. Because as I look at all the things that I have, and I've traveled the world, guys, I'm telling you, I've been on mission trips. I've been to India. I've been to Africa. I've been to South America. I've seen. And I think, Randall, how selfish can you be? Because I'm telling you, for me, I've got this thing inside of me that keeps saying more, 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 more. But God's way is give, 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 give. Because when we give, it connects us to something bigger. And so tonight, really quickly, I want to focus on the idea of something bigger than something smaller. Because for us, it's easy to focus on the small. And when we think that our life is about more, 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 we're living in a very small mindset. But tonight, I believe that God wants to open us up to a bigger mindset than what we've got right now. And it's one filled with giving. And so we're going to look at a Bible passage. And Dana did a great job of reciting some of this passage tonight. But it's from Acts chapter 4, verses 32 through 35. And what it says in this passage is this, and it starts out, Acts chapter 4, just to give you a little bit of a background. This is Jesus' believers. They're just starting out, okay? Jesus had just died not too long before that, and they've started this little community of people that just believe that Jesus is the way to live life. Jesus was the way that we were made to live. You know, he taught us the right ways, and so we're just going to live the way Jesus wants us to live. And so what it says here, it says, all the believers were one in heart and mind. And what they believed was that Jesus was the Lord, that Jesus saved them from their sins, and that Jesus had a purpose for their life. And so they were one in heart and mind and all of that. And here's the next thing. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own. Yikes. That's a little intimidating. Because as I think about it, how many have brothers and sisters? How many of you like sharing with your brothers and sisters? A lot of hands went down. When I was in high school, I remember my brother coming in my room being like, Randall, you know, I just got some new shoes. Randall, yo, can I wear those tomorrow to school? No, because I remember what happened the last time I let you wear something to school that was mine. You got all messed up. It smelled weird. You know, all of those things happened the last time I let you borrow something. So, no way. I'm not going to let you borrow that. You see, for us, in our nature, it's not to be giving. It's be like, no, that's mine. Mine, mine, mine. You know, for me, I've got a son. He's only 2 years old. I didn't have to teach him the word mine because he says it all the time. And it's so crazy how it's like just implanted in us to be selfish. But when we see this community of believers, they believe that Jesus was real. They believe that he was the Son of God. And it says they didn't say that any of their possessions was their own. They shared everything they had. And then it says, but with great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. So what was happening was they started to tell people about Jesus because they were actually living it. Have you ever come across people before who said, man, the church, they're just all about money. That's all they want. That's all they care about. They're just all about money. You know, we've all run across people like that before. And to be truthful, there are churches that are all about money. But what's the difference between a church that's all about money and a church that's all about Jesus? They live differently. They are a different type of people. They help people. They give of themselves. There's something different about them. And these people that we see in the book of Acts, they are different. They don't live like the rest of the world. Because again, we've all seen it before. We've seen the fake Christians. We've seen the people who come up to us and say, yeah, Jesus is the only way, and then they do something completely opposite to that. And so what the Bible is saying is that this group of people, they didn't do that. They believed that Jesus was the Son of God, and they did something about it. And so people started to hear that. People started to say, you know what, that's something that's real. That's something that's legit. And he said there was some power behind that. And so then it says, much grace was upon them all. And then it goes on. There were no needy persons among them, for from time to time, those who owned lands, houses, sold them, brought the money from the sales and put them in the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone as he had need. So what they were saying was pretty much that there's this group of people, and they took care of each other. They had each other's back. If somebody was struggling, they would say, here you go. You know, you think about that. It's like, how many times do we go to lunch or dinner with a friend, and we say, you know what, I love you, I care about you, I'm just going to buy your meal tonight. That's the kind of people that they were. That's what they were all about. They were about giving of themselves. And I'm telling you, people looked at that and they said, that's weird, that's different, what's going on with them? And there was power behind it because they weren't fake, they were real. You see, giving connects you to something bigger. Giving connects you to something bigger. I think about it. Blake McCoskey, he was telling this story about Tom's shoes. And he said, when we first started out, the only ones that were really wearing Tom's shoes were pretty much my friends or people that I knew. And he recalls the first time that he saw somebody wearing a pair of Toms that he didn't know. Blake wasn't wearing Toms at the time. And so he thought to himself, this is a great opportunity to just go ask her, why is she wearing these shoes? And so he goes up to her and he says, hey, those are some really cool shoes. She looks up at him. You would not believe how amazing this company is. This is the best company in the world. And she just goes on and on. She's like, "You, the owner, oh, he is so cool. Blake, I mean, he lives on a boat in San Francisco, and he went down to Argentina, and he saw these kids didn't have shoes, and so he went out there, and he's just like, I'm going to get some kids some shoes, you know? And she's just going on and on. Her eyes are huge. Blake's like, wow. That's really cool. She says, you need to get some. He says, well, you know, I already do have some. The person you're talking about, Blake, that's me. She said, why'd you cut your hair? Giving connects you to something bigger. Blake told that story, and he said to himself, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that this story impacted so many lives. Every person that wears Toms, they're connected to the story because they're connected to something bigger. I don't know if Blake's a Christian or how strong of a Christian he is. But what I'm saying is this. What's going to get people talking about how cool Jesus is? You get what I'm saying? What's it going to take for people to say, man, you wouldn't believe this guy. Like, he gave his life on the cross and you just tell him the story because they were just connected to something bigger. It was real. It's in their heart. Because for Blake, and let's just be real, Tom's shoes last for a little while. They're going to wear out. But what Jesus has done for us on the cross, giving his life, saying, for eternity you can live with me in heaven, that doesn't wear out. And what are we going to do to attach the name of Jesus to what we're doing? Because giving connects you to something bigger. And that's what that group of believers was all about. I want you to look under your chair. Underneath, I think it's 8 chairs, we've got an envelope for you. Somebody's got an envelope under your chair, and inside it's a $5 bill. $5 under the chairs. Look under the chair. If you got it, stand up. Stand up if you've got it. Hold it up. It's like the golden ticket. Okay. Awesome. Great. Great. Everybody check under the chairs. You got it. Some are disappearing. I'm not sure. Okay. All right. Inside, there's $5. And what the challenge is this next week, that's the Lord's money. Okay. That was money that somebody gave to this church. And so what I'm saying to you is this week with $5, I want you to see what you can do in the name of Jesus to make a difference for somebody else. $5, what can you do to make a difference for somebody else in the name of Jesus this week. That's the challenge. And I want to hear stories. And so next week, we're going to ask for stories. We've got our Facebook page. Put it up on there. We're going to ask you questions. But I want to hear stories about what you did with that. Because I've told the story before about the time when I met a guy named Mike. And I took him to Subway. And we were walking up to the counter. And Mike came from a really rough background. I said, I'm going to get his lunch. He said, no. Nobody buys my lunch. Nobody's ever bought my lunch. Nobody buys stuff for me. So I'm going to buy it for you. $5 foot long. And I'm telling you, I sat down with him. He said, nobody's ever bought me anything before. And he really did not want me to do it. He said, why'd you do it? I said, Jesus. I just want to show you Jesus today, man. I was able to baptize him into Christ. Had a new friend. What I'm saying is that $5 this week could change somebody's life. We don't think much of $5 because we think that's something small. But giving connects you to something bigger. Let's pray. Father God, I just pray that this week you make that $5 grow into something that can change somebody's life. It seems like really a small amount of money, but we're not going to tie anything to that and say, well, that's impossible. You can't do anything with $5. We're just going to be believing that this week somebody's life is going to be changed by that. Lord, that is your money. And so I just pray that tonight the stories that come back are just going to be ones of how we've helped people. And Lord, I just pray that we can give towards something bigger than ourselves. Just like we saw the believers in Acts 4, they were real. They were genuine. And there was power in what they were doing. And I just pray that same thing for Element, that there is a power in this place because of what Jesus is doing in this world, what Jesus is doing in this place right here. And Lord, that nothing gets in the way of that. I thank you for every person that's here tonight. And Lord, I just pray that we give our lives to you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's stand. And as we're standing, we got a few decisions we need to make tonight. First one is if you're a believer, you're a Christian, tonight you might have walked in, you might have felt like there's a heavy burden on you, you know? Like, man, I messed up again this week, and I just want to tell you that there's a forgiveness in Jesus. Because when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, he forgives us of our sins. And so every week at Element, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be taking communion, and on the sides right around here, you're going to see people with the bread, which represents the body of Jesus Christ. He tells us this in his word, in the Gospels. He's sitting down, he says, every time you look at this bread, every time you take it, remember it. It's my body that was broken for you. And there's a juice over there that you're just going to go and you're going to dip the juice or dip your bread in the juice. And what it is a reminder that the blood that Jesus shed for you and me. And so if you're a believer in Christ, I'm going to ask you to take communion. Just remember what Jesus did for you. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I just want to tell you tonight he gave it all for you. And he wants to have you a part of his family. This isn't only certain people that can be a part of God's family. This is only good people that can be a part of God's family. There is no good person. We've all sinned. We've all messed up. And because of Jesus, we can have forgiveness, and it can start for you tonight. So if you need to talk to somebody, I'm going to be down here. I know Allison will be in the back. We'll have plenty of leaders that are waiting to talk to you right here in these sections. And so talk to one of your leaders tonight. If you don't know what it looks like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm telling you, tonight is your night. And then the last thing is, if you need prayer, you know, if you're thinking, man, I've accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, but I just need somebody to pray with me. We got section leaders. I'm going to be up here in the front. Don't hesitate. Nobody in this room is perfect. It's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to stay that way. You get what I'm saying? Jesus has done too much for us to stay that way. And so talk to somebody tonight. We love you guys. I'm going to be right up here. Communion's going to be on the side. Prayer people going to be ready for you guys. So we're going to sing this song. Make that step, all right?